Welcome to Pod to Profit, the ultimate guide to building a profitable podcast and turning your passion into a business. I'm Liz, host of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast, a six-figure platform I've built by connecting with and serving others, and the Back to Better podcast, a self-help book club sharing my message of growing better instead of staying bitter.
And I'm Abby, a podcast producer with over 10 years of audio editing experience. I've helped launch successful podcasts from everything from cattle ranching to nonprofits and sports. Together, we're here to help you amplify your message, build a lasting platform, and turn your voice into profit. Let's dive in.
Everyone, welcome back to another Pod to Profit episode. I'm your host, Liz Fiedler-Mergen, and...
I'm Abby. One name, like Cher.
Yeah. On my other podcast, I call her podcast producer Abby because I also have an accountant named Abby, and there's just a lot of Abbys in my life, and there's a lot of Nickys in my life, and I don't know what to do.
I get called podcast Abby quite a bit. Like, I should just change my name to that on Instagram.
It works. Okay, today's episode, we are going to talk about goal setting for your podcast because... you need some sort of direction and purpose. Otherwise, without a goal, you're going to get burnt out. You're going to lose focus. This isn't going to be very fun. So a quick overview. This podcast is going to cover starting, growing, monetizing a podcast to build your brand or your business. And we're going to really focusing on setting goals for your podcast to ensure it aligns with your overall vision and strategy. Now, a little bit of backstory. I think we shared this. When I started my podcasting journey, I didn't have a goal, which I think is okay. I want you guys to realize that sometimes if you are so focused on what something is supposed to be, you would miss out on what it could become. I never planned on coaching, on teaching other flower farmers, on any of that, but it's what it turned into. Whereas this episode or this podcast, this new business venture that Abby and I are doing, it is very clear what we are trying to do. We are trying to teach you all how to podcast. We're trying to limit the number of questions we get all the time. We're trying to potentially get Abby more clients. We're trying to serve as coaches again. We're trying to empower whoever it is that needs a way to elevate their voice. We're just trying to show you how we did it and what we wish we had known when we first started out.
Yeah, someone just to kind of lead the way. Like I had a meeting last week with someone who's looking to get into social media management. And she's like, I just don't even know where to start. I'm like, luckily you have me. Like when I was in your shoes a year and a half ago, I didn't have anyone to ask questions of, but guess what? You have me now. So you shoot me a text, you give me a call whenever you need help. And that's just what we're trying to do is we're trying to be that person to lean on without burning ourselves out and having our phones blow up constantly.
Exactly. So I think it's important to tailor your podcast to your why. Why are you starting this podcast? What does this do for you and your goals and what you already have going on? Is this a passion project? Is this going to be a tool for your business? Are you trying to build a community? What does that look like?
So when it comes to defining your goals, it almost feels like existential crisis-y to say, what is my ultimate purpose? Like, I feel like I've laid on my bed, like weeping, trying to figure that out.
I just did that last week on my couch and I told you, I'm just tired. Like, what are we doing?
It's a hard question to answer. But if you really think about it and just start like jotting some things down, it kind of does almost like come to you.
And are you trying to monetize it at all? Maybe you're just paying for a hobby. Maybe you just pay a producer to do it and you just want to get your message out and you want to start a blog or a podcast about birds.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I'd read it.
I would totally listen to a different bird of the week. Business idea? No. But there's two ways to monetize a podcast, and that is directly and indirectly. So monetizing it directly could be sponsorships, affiliate markets, Anyway, or you can use your podcast to indirectly monetize an already existing business. So for example, we're going to talk about some of Abby's other clients as examples on here, but she has one client that has a baby boutique. She monetizes her podcast very indirectly by selling the products that she has at her store, both online and brick and mortar. It's, you know, car seats and baby products and strollers and you name it, breast pumps,
toys,
everything. And so shout out Babies on Broadway.
Yeah.
But hers is very indirect. So what is your goal? And maybe your goal is just to establish yourself as an expert in a field that you already talk about as a speaker, as a blogger, as a social media influencer. Maybe you're just establishing yourself as an expert and that is your goal.
Another thing to look at is, do you already have an audience? Are you starting from ground zero? If you do have an audience, congratulations. You already put in a lot of the legwork, which is awesome. But now you get to really serve that audience with some really tailored content.
Exactly. So alternatively, so do you have an existing audience? If yes, like Abby just said, great. Keep building on that audience. If not, you need to prioritize building an audience. Otherwise, you're going to put out this podcast and nobody's going to listen to it. Mm-hmm. So reels, collaborations, whatever it might be, make sure you're focusing on that and building your audience.
And then what does your podcast play in an overall strategy? Is it going to be the primary focus? Is that like going to be your thing? Is the podcast the thing, or is it the thing that supports the bigger thing? So like for Babies on Broadway, keep using them as an example. It's the thing that supports the bigger thing. But for like Flower Farmer Forum, it kind of is the thing. Like it's kind of the base of it all.
Exactly. Whereas my Back to Better podcast supports my speaking, supports my writing, supports that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is your monetization strategy going to be? Like I talked about, is it direct or indirect? If it's direct, it's sponsorships, ads, paid subscriptions, whatever that might be. Indirect could be using it as advertisement for your products, your services, whatever it might be, promoting courses, building an email list where you sell your other things, whatever it might be. And I want you all to just pause for a minute and realize that every form of entertainment you look at, you might think that it's free or that it's not, you know, like it's just there, or that you shouldn't make money off of a podcast or whatever it might be. But if you're listening to this and you're genuinely curious, I just want you to really think about that a lot with your goal and decide if you can afford to do this as a hobby or if you need to make money, because that's really going to drive your decisions. If I'm being perfectly honest, when I started out the podcast, you know, at first Abby was just kind of doing it for free for me for a while. I can't remember how long you were just editing the episodes, but I was your guinea pig.
Yeah, we were testing a lot of stuff on you.
And then I kept getting Abby new clients. I was basically your sales rep. Like mm-hmm. I sent you new clients. Hey, call my friend Abby. She'll do your podcast for you, whatever it might be. I think a good chunk of the clients you have right mm-hmm. now, I sent them. And so it was like every few months I got her a new client and we kind of made it work. But ultimately, my goal at first was to just break even financially. And then even if all I had was some content to share, that was okay. Now, the more time, the more resources I invest into it, it needs to be a return on my investment. Mm-hmm. After a couple years, if I'm not making money and getting justified for all the time that I did it for free, because otherwise everything comes at a cost. If my time is my most valuable asset that I own, my time is. And when I say I own it, I mean, I own it. I choose how I spend my time. We all own our time. We decide what we want to do with it. And for me, if I'm going to spend my time, if I'm spending that most valuable treasured resource on something, there needs to be a return. Maybe it's just enjoyment. Maybe it's financial, whatever it might be. For me, it kind of needs to be financial mm-hmm. because I don't want to work all the time, but I need to make some money. I got to live.
You got to feed your kids. So let's get into some factors to consider when you're setting your goals for your podcast. What are you an expert in? What's your expertise? What can you share the most knowledge and passion about? Are you already an expert in the field that you work in? Or is this something that you're just passionate about and have been for years and it's finally time to take that next step and become that expert that people rely on? And if not, how can your podcast help you position you as one?
The next thing to think about is your content style. Are your episodes going to be educational, storytelling, interview-based, or a mix? So think about what resonates with your target audience. I will be honest, I have a hard time with this piece sometimes with my personal podcast, Flower Farmer Forum, because ideally, it needs to work in my own time. I think if you can position yourself to educational or storytelling and not do an interview-based podcast, it's going to be easier. The only person's calendar that you have to manage is your own. Whereas Abby's podcast, The Small Town Tourist, it's tricky.
It's so tricky.
You have to interview people, so you have to work around their schedule and your schedule. However, what does your audience want to listen to? What resonates the most? It can be really tricky to transition content styles because, for example, a lot of my interviews are done over Zoom, mm-hmm. and it's just not the same. If you can interview someone in person, the episodes sound so much better. And especially, I've had people that their camera's not working. So now it's basically a telephone interview, right? We're using Zoom, but there's no video. And I will never go back to doing that again. I will never do an interview unless it's someone that's like, fine, I'll come on your podcast, but it's only audio. Like, you can't see me. Okay, fine.
I'd make that exception for Taylor Swift.
I'd make that exception for a lot of people, actually. But for the most part, it just doesn't work well because you're constantly interrupting each other and it's not intentional. And I'm used to doing solo episodes or in person. And so when you're doing it over Zoom, and I do it on my Back to Better podcast, I do it over Zoom a lot, mm-hmm. but it's not my favorite thing. And I mean, I've had one person comment on it and I just focus on it, but they were like, the host was so interrupting. She was rude. It's like, I'm not trying to be rude. I can't see the person.
Right.
So just if you find your style, it has to be a mix of A, what does your audience want? Are you already an expert or are you going to interview experts? But then what comes natural to you? Because that's going to carry over.
For sure. So another big thing to think about when you're setting these goals is, what does audience engagement look like for you? Do you have a plan to engage with your audience outside of just the podcast? Yes, it's called Pod to Profit. We're all about the podcast here, but there's going to be ways that we engage with you, our listeners, outside of the podcast. We're looking at webinars, emails, social media, blogs. There's going to be a lot more than just the podcast, and you're going to need to do that in order to establish your show.
Another thing that you need to think about with your goal setting is your time commitment and your consistency. What can you realistically sustain? How are you going to make this work long term? I'm actually, you know, we're recording this in December. We're trying to batch up a bunch of episodes. I have another idea for a podcast starting in April that I think is going to go well. I'm not going to tell you guys what it is, but like the Pod to Profit outline is going to be it's going to be the guinea pig for that as we get going. That'll be, you know, like I said, that's going to launch in April. But the schedule that we're hoping to do, it's actually going to be a Monday through Friday 10-minute episode. And I'm hesitant about it a little bit, but we've kind of worked through some of those kinks. And I think we're going to be able to do it because we'll be able to record an entire week in one sitting. Mm-hmm. And we can probably record 2 or 3 weeks at a time in one sitting. Now, that's still a lot, but I think for the audience that we're going for and the message we're trying to share, that's what works. However, you know, sometimes bi-weekly, sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly. But something else to think about is if you don't post enough, people aren't going to be able to, they're going to forget about you and move on if you don't consistently post.
I have a great example of that. One of my clients started out last summer, so summer of 2023. And she's like, realistically, right now, I know I have the time commitment for 2 episodes a month. And I'm like, great, let's start with that. And we can always pivot. Well, it got to about February of 2024. And people know I'm her producer and we're both from the same area. And people were coming up to me when I was out and about and they're like, oh my God, I love Megan's podcast, but I wish she would give us more. I want an episode every single week. And I relayed that back to Megan. She's like, I agree. I would love to switch to weekly episodes. Right now, I don't have the time to, but I am strategically planning, and starting in August, I'm switching to every week episodes. And I'm like, great, we have a plan in place. And it's been smooth sailing ever since because we strategically took that time to make sure that not only was she prepared for it, but I was prepared for it and the audience wanted that.
Exactly. And I think that also look at your goals. What is your visual or your branding goals? So is the video content you know, is it going to be really polished? Is it, you know, how is that going to play a role in your audience? So for example, like I said, my Flower Farmer Forum really focuses on that audio. My clients really don't care as much. And mm-hmm. that's okay. If you take on too much, if you make this so complicated from the get-go, it's not going to work. I love that example of Megan, like, you know what, let's start out. The reason I love it is because that's not you and I. Like we
actually started, like, our very first one, we went full blown audio, video, everything. I just came across the videos of, like, our first recordings up at your kitchen table.
Oh.
Yeah. Very sweet, very precious. You had a microphone stand on an empty Amazon box. It was great.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
But we all got to start somewhere.
We all have to start somewhere, for sure. And I think, you know, just trying to figure that out from the beginning. Again, you can pivot it. But if you have a good general idea, my suggestion would be set a plan, set goals for, like, 3 months increments. Saying, you know what, I'll reevaluate it in 6 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever it might be. Stick to it for a little while. But if it's not working, if there's something that's causing you to not be able to do it or not enjoy it, then reevaluate it sooner before you end up quitting.
So looking at some actionable steps to set your podcast goals here, define your primary objective. Write down your why sentence. Why am I doing this?
So there's an acronym called SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time bound. If you guys don't know me from my other podcast, I actually have my doctorate degree in nursing, which is all of these leadership, whatever courses that I had to take. That's the difference between the doctors and the doctorate and the master's degree. And I love these little learning tools. But basically, so an example would be, I will release 12 episodes in the next 3 months. So it's specific, it's measurable, it's achievable, it's relevant, and it's time bound. Something that's not achievable would be, you know, I will make $1 million in the next 3 months from my podcast. Like, what? That is not possible. That is not attainable. Or I will grow my email list by 25% in 6 months using podcast traffic. Great. Mm-hmm. Boom. That is a SMART goal. So what I want you to do is I want you to outline your first 10 episodes. Focus on topics that align with your goals. Use topics to answer the audience pain points or common questions. That is what people are going to want to answer. Mm-hmm. So, like, all of you that are listening, you came here because you have a pain point, you have a problem, you have something that you are seeking a solution to or mm-hmm. a deeper understanding. And Abby and I are here to try to teach you about podcasting for profit, about making a living from a podcast.
And then another big thing is to decide on what your metric of success is. Now, that's going to look different for every single person. Personally, my metric for success this year on my Small Town Tourist podcast is I wanted to hit the 10,000 downloads mark, and I'm only 100 downloads away from hitting that goal, which I'm super excited about, and I still have 3 weeks left in the year to do that. So, like, I'm very confident that I'm going to hit that goal, but I set that goal with the intention of, okay, I want to make sure I put out an episode every other week initially is what I started the year with. I did have a stretch where I was getting one out every week and I was so proud of myself, but I had a goal in mind and I had a route to achieve it. So definitely important to define what your metrics are, whether that's just getting an episode out every week or having a specific download.
Yeah. And then you're going to build a timeline. What are your deadlines for launching, recording, editing, releasing the episodes? We're going to do a really detailed, like, launch outline of what that looks like in another episode, but basically just setting those goals of what that timeline looks like.
So some key takeaways for this episode: define your purpose. Why are you starting your podcast and how does it serve your bigger picture? Take some time to really evaluate that.
Next, you're going to assess your audience. Are you starting from scratch or are you building on an existing platform that you already have? You already have engaged listeners or followers or people that want to hear about your message? Or are you trying to figure out, hey, here's what my message is going to be and who is going to listen to it?
And be realistic. Plan for what you can do sustainably between the time that you have, the resources available to you. What can you do to be successful? And don't shoot too high so you don't get defeated. Like, that's huge, especially when you're starting out. You want to hit those goals so you feel good and you want to keep going.
Another thing to think about is align those goals with monetization. And I know that I'm going to sound really hypocritical because I had no plan of monetizing my podcast when I first started out. But is it going to be direct? Is it going to be indirect? What revenue strategies are you going to have? And they can guide your decisions. Now, if your whole goal is to make money, that's going to come across as inauthentic and fake. Sometimes you need to build that foundation first and get your listeners to, you know, actually enjoy the material first. But keeping in mind what the monetization plan is loosely, just so that you can kind of guide your way there.
Even if you just have a vision of it, like, I think that's a great place to start. And then lastly, write down those SMART goals and use them to shape your content and your schedule. And down in the show notes below, we'll have links to some free downloads and resources to kind of help you along the way with all these takeaways and all we've talked about today. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Pod to Profit. We're so glad you're here and hope you're feeling inspired to take the next step in your podcasting journey.
Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. We're on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Looking for more tips, resources, and behind-the-scenes content? Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Pod to Profit. Be sure to visit us online at podtoprofit.com for free downloads, courses, and everything you need to build your podcasting business.
Until next time, remember, your voice has the power to build your business. Keep creating, and we'll see you back here soon.